Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one breaking news, it looks like Jack Black shaved off his beard. Looks like he's also suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And it looks like he's also morphed into Rosie O'Donnell too. I think it's time for us to coin a new word for Rosie's neck. Let's call it the blubbernecker. At this point, Rosie just looks like a nutsack with glasses. And science has proven that the more you hold negative emotions like hate inside of you, the faster you age. Up next, this woman is upset because she got rejected from a German art school. I'm sure things will work out and she's well on her way to taking over Europe shortly. All she has to do is grow out her Charlie Chaplin mustache and start a political career. But I think we'll all be fine because Adolf got rejected from the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna. On top of that, she's not even Austrian. If things do get hairy, just get into Switzerland and you'll be perfectly fine. Number three, for the love of Zod, will somebody please make it stop? As in the new Star Trek, Klingons have lost their masculinity and wear skirts along with girls' jackets from Stranger Things. Even Keanu Reeves can't take things anymore. At this point, I'm just waiting for AI and for people to make their own films. My hunch has been confirmed by artificial intelligence. It's only been successful at replacing people in the creative arts. Everyone else is safe for now, for a while longer. Moving on, this father of three was ended by a female hitchhiker he was taking to a warming shelter. And you just know the guys will say that they can fix her. But as far as I'm concerned, this just proves that no good deed goes unpunished. If only there was a way to tell that she was crazy from her picture. I definitely don't see any red flags in that demonic face or that face tattoo. She's definitely a good, wholesome woman. How could this have happened? Don't help female hitchhikers. Number 5, schools in the UK will introduce lessons to teach boys to respect women and girls. Look at these guys bowing down to these girls. Looks like the red pill is changing the culture in this system, i.e. women are no longer respected. And now they're trying to indoctrinate men to do it. How about also teaching girls to respect boys? Like that would ever happen. The UK is trying to make boys weak by doing this, and then later they'll force them to join the military and expect them to fight against the Russians. Up next, Brittany Mahomes is on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Why isn't she fat or trans? I'm offended. But seriously, looks like they're desperate to keep men on the plantation after realizing that men are walking away and their company is going bankrupt. I spoke too soon though, because it looks like this is what she looks like in real life. All the photoshopping on that Sports Illustrated cover and she still looks mid on it. Number 7, isn't it ironic that schoolgirls are being banned from wearing skirts at school for equality reasons? Yet men are wearing skirts and invading women's toilets for equality reasons too. I guess that equality now is also about telling women what to wear. And if this is in Europe, then you just know at some point they'll have to start wearing this and the classrooms will start looking like ghost conventions. Moving on, how stupid do women think we are? DiCaprio's 19-year-old ex-girlfriend didn't know he was worth $300 million. While partying on his $32 million yacht. She was definitely partying with him because of his climate change policies. That's definitely it. Also, whoever made this is either really stupid or misleading us, because that's actually DiCaprio's 19-year-old niece named Normandy. It's probably some disgruntled, envious woman that made the meme. Number 9, climate scientists are now apparently calling for a new ice age. Make up your minds already. I guess we need to reduce the carbon taxes in places like Canada and start burning more carbon to warm up the planet. In 12,000 years, the sea level will be 130 meters or 400 feet lower, and the northern hemisphere will be completely covered by several miles of thick ice. But I'm sure that if we only pay more taxes, this won't happen. Up next, El Salvador is now ranked as safer than Sweden. I'm even considering getting a passport and residency there at some point by donating $1 million worth of Bitcoin. I might do that in 5 or 6 years if my taxes would be higher than they are in Canada. I believe in what President Nayib Bukele is doing. We'll see what happens in the future. The temperature there is perfect every day of the year in the capital, San Salvador. And the temperature reaches a high of 90 degrees every day. Number 11, check out this sad story about three Indian sisters self-deleting by jumping off a balcony after their family banned their access to Korean K-pop bands. And they were so obsessed with it they even learned Korean. For some reason, this reminds me of the Latino white nationalists. At least many of them are white Latinos. Sometimes you don't know the difference unless they tell you. Moving on, meet this woke Karen that went crazy. This is Safeguarding Minister Jess Phillips calling rape victims liars and yelling shame on you when the victims described the perpetrators as Pakistani. Looks like she's allergic to facts as well as upper lips. She should resign for defending Pakistani immigrants over British victims. Eventually there will be a reckoning, and when enough white people are pissed, just a few percentage points, there'll actually be a revolution. Number 13, here's some super simp behavior. As Chef G and his girlfriend broke up weeks after he transferred her 100 grand for being faithful while he was in prison. I guess she probably wasn't loyal to him, and she probably doesn't offer refunds either. This is what's typically called a micro-divorce, when a man loses a bunch of stuff for money during a breakup, but he doesn't lose everything. He was smart enough not to marry her, but didn't realize that she would still leave him. Up next, Ellie says that your average woman is smarter than the average man, which is okay, because there are no female Elon Musks or Nikola Teslas, that she just insults most men out there. Also, you can't put Tesla and Musk in the same category. Tesla is a poet in science that laid the foundation for the 20th century. And Musk is more like Edison with an army of workers and still unable to obtain the success of Nikola Tesla. I think this graph was created to make women feel good. Apparently the Raven progressive matrices one is actually more accurate. Number 15, Greece will close 60 mosques in the country and deport those continuing to create Islamic religious spaces. Of course they will. They were slaves to the Ottoman Muslims for centuries and don't want to repeat the past. They know their history. Meanwhile, in Spain, they're giving 500,000 Pakistani Muslims their papers so they can stay in the country. I guess the Spanish didn't learn from their own history. Thank God I can go back to the Balkans if the West ends up collapsing. Moving on, who's going to buy the boomers' old houses when brand new properties now cost the same amount as they used once? And if you think that young people will avoid new homes because of the quality, then you're wrong. When I was in Serbia a few years ago, the young people there were all moving into these new tiny condos. Even though there were full houses for sale, they were old and needed a lot of work. The young people there decided that living in new dwellings is preferable, and that the old houses were decaying Detroit styles. There are around 200,000 abandoned country houses in that country. Number 17, people have toxic masculinity fatigue, as now people are saying that Skeletor is the embodiment of toxic masculinity in the Masters of the Universe. If he's so toxic, then why does Evil Lyn find him so attractive? Turd-flinging Monkey says that his prediction is that Evil Lyn will join the good guys and turn on Skeletor, and then Evil Lyn and Teela will become lesbian lovers, and I think He-Man will become They-Them Man. Up next, this is a real story about a couple having sex in a Chinese hotel only to find out that they were broadcast to thousands, and the author of this article has the most fitting name for it, Wanking Zhang. You can't make this up. This is a scary headline, and it makes me wonder how they even found out. Maybe people on the street recognized them and tried to give the guy some high fives or something. Number 19, this 13-year-old boy in Florida was arrested at school for farting too much. It's also a real story that happened back in 2008. He was arrested for passing gas and for turning off computers. He was charged with disruption of a school function. Makes you wonder why they didn't just send him to the principal's office or to detention. The real question I want to know is, what was his mom feeding him? Passing gas isn't normal, and it means your diet is bad for you, and you have fermentation in your gut. I rarely, if ever, pass gas because of my keto diet. Moving on, why Europeans and Americans disappearing is just a theory, even when in the US the white majority will soon disappear forever. The only white countries that seem to be fighting back against replacement are in Eastern Europe, and they're about to see catastrophic population decline. As I've said many times before, there's only a technological solution to this problem. We need artificial wombs, sex bots, and robo-nannies to raise the young. The cost of having kids has to be very cheap and convenient for fertility rates to rise above replacement again. Number 21, looks like not only will Gen Z become the first generation that's poorer than her parents, but also less intelligent than the millennials. But let's see the demographic information, because I'm sure a lot of folks with origins south of the border, as well as Somalians, are bringing those numbers down. But the neuroscientists doing this study will never show us the data. The lamestream media will claim this is due to screen time and not due to demographics, and less white kids means lower IQs. Up next, here's more base behavior from the Greeks. They're introducing a 10-year prison sentence for NGO activists helping migrants enter Greece. Looks like Greece is starting to do things right. We need more of this. I'll bet you that the rest of Europe will cut off financial aid to Greece for doing this and force them to stop, because they're making leaders in the UK look like idiots, because they can't police their borders. But seriously, this is long overdue. Number 23, this Indian immigrant truck driver ended 16 people in a hockey team when he hit their bus and hurt 13 more. Then he claimed refugee status and he lost his bid to stay in Canada. Looks like this is a small win for Canadians. One down, 2 million with expired visas to go. If enough people like myself take our money and leave the country, maybe the government will lose enough tax revenue to do something about this. I don't want to live in a place like the Greater Toronto Area where 20% of the people around me look like this. Moving on, whenever you see a woman bringing out chicken hands, you know you're about to hear the most estrogen-filled rant in your entire life. Also, don't forget those eyes. They all have that look when they lecture you with those bird hands. Looks like the claw of feminism took its body language cues from Italians. Whenever I see a woman doing this now, I get the strange impression that she's trying to pinch a man's balls off. Number 25 and the last one, still to this day I can't get over the fact that Jenna Ortega went from looking cute back in 2022 to looking like a ghoul in 2025, just 3 years later. If you look into her eyes in 2025, is it my imagination or does she look dead inside, like she's been run through or something? I looked at her recent photos from the Golden Globes and yes, she does have that weird face. And she no longer smiles for some reason. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.